Now, Pakistan's interior minister says the government plans to put former military ruler Pervez Musharraf on trial for treason.
General Musharraf is accountable to the nation and the constitution and law of Pakistan. He cannot be pardoned by the government of Pakistan and the prime minister.
Well, Musharraf would be the first military ruler tried for treason in a country that has experienced three military coups in its 66-year history. He could face a death penalty if convicted of treason for declaring a state of emergency while in power. Musharraf has pleaded not guilty to all the charges. Musharraf was forced to step down in 2008 after ruling for about a decade and left the country shortly afterwards. He returned to Pakistan in March to run in the national elections in May but was disqualified. Musharraf had been held under house arrest for months and was freed earlier this month after he received bail in four other cases, including the investigation of the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Well, joining us now from Islamabad is our correspondent Javed Rana to tell us a bit more about Musharraf's trial. Now, Javed, this recent trial regarding bringing on the state of emergency in Pakistan carries the most serious sentencing for Musharraf, the death penalty. Tell us a bit more about how it's being viewed in Pakistan.
Well, this is unprecedented in the entire history of Pakistan, where a government is proceeding with the case of high treason against a former military chief, General Pervez Musharraf. General Pervez Musharraf had two distinctions. Unlike his predecessors, he imposed two martial laws. First, back in on October 12, 1999, when he overthrew an elected constitutional government. And second martial law he imposed on 3rd November 2007, when he overthrew a constitutional judiciary. Both offenses carries death punishment. This is a high treason case. The government has picked up the last martial law against judiciary back in November 2007. And today, the law secretary of Pakistan is going to proceed with the petition with the Supreme Court of Pakistan, requesting the court to appoint a special court, bringing in three judges of different high courts to try General Pervez Musharraf on high treason charges. Now, apparently, this is a big development because military simply doesn't want their former military chief to be disgraced publicly, because if he is tried on high treason charges, that is sending a clear message to the military. Look, gone are the time when you could have intervened in the political business. Now you have to take a back seat. And then I think it will bring the military to the subordination of the elected government of Pakistan. That has been a desire by the Pakistan's political establishment. And I think there is a consensus in Pakistan among all major political parties to try General Pervez Musharraf. But the trouble has been, and still that would linger on in one way or the other, how military is going to view it and how the government is going to face the pressure from the military. 28th November is going to be a very important day when the elected Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is going to nominate the next army chief. It would depend on who is going to be Pakistan's next army chief, and I think then it will determine the reaction of Pakistan military.
Okay, the political equations in Pakistan hanging in the balance. Our correspondent Javed Rana, they're reporting from Islamabad. Javed, as always, thank you for that update.